Hey there, folks. This is Chris McLean, Peak Performance and Transformation Coach, back with another episode of the Peak Performance and Predictable Growth Show, the peak performance show for creative agency owners, founders, and leaders, where we explore the agency journey from those at the coalface of the industry. My guests help unlock and dissect strategies, tools, and tactics that are working right now to help you deliver better results for your clients and grow and scale your agency to six and seven figures and beyond. And today, my guest in the studio is Liam from both LMC Growth and Lead Gen Agency. And on the marketing side of things, LMC serves the real estate industry with lead gen systems. And on the coaching side, Liam also helps SMMA agencies dial in their offer, deliver results, as well as scale and hire so they can grow their businesses. Liam, you've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm excited to jump in and hear more about what you do. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for that intro.
pleasure. So take us through what you do. You've got marketing on one side, and then on the other side, you're also helping SMMA agencies to grow their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So at my agency, I've been running my agency for just over 2.5 years now. And we've always served the real estate industry, primarily residential real estate, either like serving individual residential real estate sales agents or working with entire agencies, primarily doing seller lead generation, working with a few like developers here and there or real estate land investors, doing buyer lead generation, and a few like property management lead generation. But just kind of dialed into the real estate industry, just real estate client acquisition essentially. On the coaching side of things, kind of about July last year, I started to dabble in coaching and putting together a program for other agency owners primarily focusing on like going into great detail with the actual service delivery and marketing strategy side of things, and also kind of personal branding strategy, building systems and processes, hiring VAs, all that good stuff.
Great. So that's essentially the stuff that you've been able to do in your own business, and you sort of got that process, you've got that system, and now you're able to teach that across to is it particularly agencies focusing on the real estate side, or can they sort of drop any niche into that system?
Yeah, so like right now, like the way that my personal brand is structured and like the way that that I've got the course content built out, from like the service delivery side of things and the like actual advertising strategy, it's more geared towards the real estate niche. But everything other than the actual ads and marketing strategy is completely compatible with any niche, from like client acquisition, sales, prospecting, content strategy, all the systems building and processing side of things. That's all relevant to any niche.
Yeah, cool. So how did you, was real estate something you intentionally chose, or was it something you sort of stumbled across? How did you pick that as the place to focus your business?
I definitely intentionally chose it. It wasn't any like out of any kind of real like passion or anything for real estate. Yeah. It was just one of the, like when I was kind of going down the rabbit hole of the SMMA business model, it was one of the niches that kind of just made the most business sense to me, where it's a high ticket transaction, and in terms of just the value of an acquisition of a customer for the client at the end of the day, it made sense for us to sustainably charge a high retainer and provide value, as opposed to lots of other different businesses that were kind of being positioned and introduced as a good niche to go into. So I kind of just where I knew that niching down was important, and so I thought to just not waste any time and just pick one that I thought made the most sense and run with it, and worked pretty well.
yeah. And how did you find that challenge of, you know, how do you obviously when you're running something like lead gen for an industry like real estate, there's legislation, there's certain things you can and can't say and all that kind of stuff. How did you develop that sort of expertise so that you can make sure that you're saying the right things, that you're not getting ads banned, all that kind of thing? Is that just something you sort of worked out as you went along?
it's actually one of the niches where there isn't that much restrictions on Facebook and policy guidelines and things like that when compared to like lots of different e-commerce niches or like medical related niches or like, you know, different types of, I don't know, cosmetic devices and things like that. Real estate is pretty stock standard, and there is a, in the US and Canada, there's some restrictions like directly built in with Facebook where housing is considered a special ad category. And so they've got some restrictions of like targeting and things that you can do. But in Australia, those restrictions aren't there. So yeah, it was just kind of just being in the industry and doing the marketing and just serving the industry, all of those kind of things just became apparent.
Yeah. So you've been running 2.5 years now. How are things going in terms of growth scale? Are you sort of a one man band still, or have you got VAs? Have you got a virtual team? How have you been able to sort of scale your business to keep up with the growth of your business?
Yeah, so I've got a virtual team, kind of like a bit of a hybrid VA model. I'm still scaling and I'm looking to take on a more of a kind of like a traditional full time role soon, who's more of a kind of project manager slash media buyer type role. But everything that I've done up until this point has been just kind of systemizing everything with VAs. I'm still kind of playing the kind of, yeah, I guess, project manager role and managing virtual assistants and assigning tasks and things like that. But yeah, that's how I've been doing things, is just with a virtual team.
Yeah, so has that been the biggest challenge for you in growing? I mean, 2.5 years to grow, it's quite an accelerated growth. What's been the biggest challenge? What have you sort of really had to overcome? Has it been the tactical stuff, the hiring, the team stuff, or has there been sort of mindset and motivation stuff that's come up for you along that path?
I definitely think it's the mindset side of things, like just mental barriers to make decisions to do different things. Like definitely with hiring people into the agency has been a big challenge, just from a mental roadblock of just like the commitment to, okay, like how do I choose the right person, and how do I train them up, and how much is it going to cost me? But actually, and like I had those kind of same limiting beliefs before I like hired my first virtual assistants. So it's like, because when you're running a business, like everything's hard, like you're doing hard work every single day. And so it's not necessarily that you're doing work that's more hard. It's just making decisions that challenge you at the end of the day, which have been the biggest struggles.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that business or people that entrepreneurs and people that start businesses kind of maybe don't recognize is it is actually pretty hard. And just because there's just a lot to juggle, and there's a lot of things that tend to come up that you don't necessarily expect. You go, I'm just going to start a business, I'll start serving clients. But then, you know, there's emotional stuff that comes up. There's, as you said, limiting beliefs and stuff that maybe you hadn't triggered before that start to show up. So there's another layer to sort of the process and the battle that you got to face. How did you get yourself through that stuff? Was it just what were some of the tools or tactics or techniques that you applied to allow yourself to, you know, shift some of those beliefs, make those decisions, make tough calls?
I definitely think I've been able to build a really great kind of support network and community around me of other entrepreneurs and business owners and mentors. And having that is invaluable. And so I've always got like a few key people that I can go to ask questions that are further along in their journey. So that's definitely been a huge help. I definitely think that like lots of different books here and there, just kind of practicing and giving you different frameworks of self-awareness to pick, like to give yourself a different lens to look at, giving you a perspective of self-awareness to look at your thoughts and go, okay, like why am I thinking this? Is this a limiting belief? Like what information is this based belief on? Why am I thinking this? Psycho-Cybernetics is definitely a book that had a big impact on that for me. So yeah, I think those are the two main things, just good books like that, but having a support network and mentors around you who have been there already.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book recommendation, actually. Cybernetics. Is Maxwell Maltz, something like that? Maxwell Maltz?
Yes. So,
yeah, really good book for anyone out there. There you go. Yeah. Boom. Maxwell Maltz, boom. Yeah, really solid book all the stuff you're talking about, that belief systems and sort of how a bit more into the biology and the sort of the neurology of how that stuff sort of works.
I've never been super alternative thinking or like spiritual, but like when I was kind of getting introduced to the concepts of manifestation, a law of attraction, always like a bit skeptical and a very logical, not like scientific, but kind of a lot more logical thinking.
Yeah.
And books like that put just a logical and scientific explanation behind why manifestation and the law of attraction is a real thing, and like it just perfectly explains that stuff.
puts a universal laws in a different context, a bit more of a mechanical, psychological sort of systems approach to how that what that stuff is and how it works and what it's triggering inside you, inside your brainstem and all that kind of good stuff. So that's actually a really interesting perspective. And do you find that distinction between seeing things like meditation and gratitude and mindfulness as these kind of Eastern concepts, which is what there's a tendency to go, well, when you talk about law of attraction and anything kind of outside of ourselves, there's a tendency to go towards, well, that's Western, that's Eastern, that's Buddhism, that's a bit spiritual, that's a bit... If that doesn't resonate with you, it's good. I like that you've found a way to access that stuff in a way that works for you, because essentially it's all the same stuff. As you said, it's the lens that you put on it and the meaning that you apply to it. So how else have you sort of found that connection between going through your path, going down that process of building business, things coming up for you, and then sort of having to find that pathway through where you're approaching it from your own perspective and finding a way that makes sense for you, rather than going down the path of, well, everyone says it's this thing over here, but for me that doesn't make sense. So having that capability to find the thing that makes sense to you to help you move through things like that.
Yeah, I definitely think that I definitely still do it, but definitely earlier on when I was in the early days of executing on this business model, it's really easy to constantly wanting to, because the way that people get introduced to this business model and lots of these kind of online money-making side hustle type business models is like people selling courses and like people selling the laptop lifestyle and the side hustle kind of dream. And you get really like attached to these personal brands that you get introduced to, and it's really easy to want to just fall in this mindset of copying exact strategies and copying the exact ways other people are doing things. And I think that can be a big roadblock, because then you're constantly not sure in yourself and looking for validation of doing something exactly how someone else is doing it. But I think that having just like a bit of faith in your own intuition and just like running with things and not worrying about executing on something, even if you're not sure if it's going to work, and trusting yourself, I think that like finding that balance helped me move a lot more quickly, moving away from just like wanting to make sure I was doing everything correctly and by the book of like how someone's course or someone's coaching was going to validate for me, and just starting to trust my own skill, trust my own experience, trust my own ideas and creativity. I think that just having that kind of trust and confidence in yourself helps a lot with that.
That self-awareness is massive, right? Just being aware of how do I prefer to operate. And I think a lot of people can miss that early on. So I think it's great that you've sort of managed to tap into that very early on. And obviously you're still a young guy, so to get that sort of get some of that wisdom pretty early on is pretty amazing. But yeah, that self-awareness of just recognizing that who I am doesn't need to model or map against somebody else's Instagram feed or against a lot of it. Like you mentioned, the sort of different courses and stuff, and we can tend to get bought into, well, this guy says this is the way to do it, but I'll just copy the way that he does it without necessarily trying to understand kind of the bio or the foundations, the fundamental thing underneath. So in peak performance, it have a saying that personality doesn't scale, but biology scales.
Interesting.
So essentially when you're thinking about marketing and business growth, you want and hacks, right? Hacks are kind of that personality. And a lot of the time when people are hacking, it's from their very unique perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they had a trust fund, so it made certain things easier. Or they came from corporate and they had a lot of money in the bank and it made it easier to execute certain things. If you don't have that same set of resources and you're trying to copy that hack or copy that strategy or system, it just might not work for you. Or they might be a hard charger, A-type personality, and you're a super introvert, right? Mm. So the same thing that worked for them just won't work for you. So I think a lot of, especially early when we get started in business and going down the self-education path and the self-awareness path and self-development, we can get caught into that thing of just copying exactly what somebody says to do without having that awareness, like you said, of yourself. We're able to take a step back and say, okay, I can see what they're saying. What does that mean for me? And how can I take that and put that into my system, my approach, my way of doing things?
100%.
So I think that's a really, really key thing that you've sort of touched on really early, which is really, really cool. Going forward from here, sort of what's 2021 and the next 3 years, the next 5 years, what's the sort of big plan for you to scale out the agency side? Are you finding, are you looking to do both still, the sort of coaching and the agency side? Are you enjoying both of them at the moment? Is there one that you're like, maybe this is the future for me?
Yeah, I'm definitely enjoying both at the moment, and I'm not 100% sure, like, to be honest. Yeah. Both are going really well at the moment, but I know that I can't devote, I need to devote most of my energy to one. So I think that in the medium term, right now my main focus is getting the content built up for my course and coaching program. That's taking up the majority of my time, and my agency is kind of just maintaining the agency with where it's been, which is awesome. The agency is really, really good cash flow. But I know how scalable a course and coaching offer is. So with an agency, so I'm not 100% sure. I definitely know, like, I've had this aspiration that I want to grow my agency and eventually sell it as a 5-year plan. I don't know. I'm always changing my mind, and I'm always a little bit scattered. Like, I like the idea of getting into like real estate investing and developments and things like that too. So, So I don't know. Who knows where I'll end up. But right now, the main focus is just the coaching program and the agency.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think early on in your career and as a business owner and just as a human being, it's super important to kind of just be curious in a bunch of different things and try a bunch of different stuff, because life is a pretty long process and it can take time to find that thing that is like, this is the thing that I really want to do. So I love what you're doing. I think it's really important that you do play in a few places, right? In 5 years time, you might decide to be a real estate mogul because you've been in that industry, you've found the pathway, you've applied your knowledge to that, or your curiosities might take you somewhere completely different. So I think it's important to niche down and have priorities and all that kind of stuff. I think it's also important to kind of play in a few different spaces that are intersected, right? So they're real estate, SMA, coaching real estate, SMA, moving into real estate. There's a synchronicity between all of that stuff, but the thing that you choose to do going forward could be a combination of all that, could be something else. Yeah, so I like that approach of, I think even when you get to my age, right, when you're 30, 40, 50, a lot of us still don't know what we want to do.
That's true.
Nobody really knows what they're doing out there. Everyone's just kind of curious about something. You go and explore it and you go, I like doing this thing. And that's sort of, you lean into those curiosities, and that's where you sort of curate passion and you curate purpose. And that's how you sort of develop a lifetime. That's how you develop a career. So yeah, I like the approach that you're taking of trying a few different things out and sort of seeing what fits. But in the meantime, both of those are really valuable. You're serving people, you're helping people grow their businesses, which is also a massively important thing to contribute, right, and to feel like you're adding value to other people.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Thank you for swinging by. It's been a really interesting conversation. I didn't expect it to sort of go off into the self-awareness purview, but, yeah, always really, really interesting. That's obviously a massive curiosity for me is, you know, people's mindset, motivation, sort of tapping into who we are as human beings behind our businesses. You can get quite locked into the business and the systems and the structures of the business and forget about ourselves. So I think it's always important to have that, as you said, that lens of how am I showing up in the business? What do I actually want to do? And have that kind of radical self-awareness around who you are day to day. And then that also helps guide kind of what you're doing, right?
That's the most important thing in my opinion. I mean, the biggest bottleneck for most business owners is themselves, and it all starts with them. So if you don't have your own mind right, or your own, yourself right, then the business isn't going to be right.
100%. Love that, mate. If people want to find out more about you, come and connect with you, there's a couple things up on screen, but where's the best place for people to come and find out more about you?
I mean, either that first link right there, the main place to get in contact with me if you're an agency owner, probably my Facebook group, which if you follow that first link, there'll be like a quick video to explain which Facebook group would be relevant for you, but it's just called Real Estate SMMA. It's like one of the first ones if you type that up in Facebook. My Instagram is just liam.casey, so you can connect with me on there. Those are probably the two best places. If you're a real estate professional, I've got a Facebook group as well called Sales and Social Media. But those are the main places if you want to check out my content or get in contact with me.
Awesome. And that website is liammcasey.com/free group, and all of those links will drop in the show notes, so you can click on those and go and connect to whichever group is relevant for you for where you're at. Liam, appreciate you swinging by, mate. It's been a really interesting chat. I know you've already had a surf for the day, but what's on for the rest of your day?
I've got a coaching call coming up straight after this, and then I've got some client work, a few random meetings, and then doing some filming for course content.
Awesome, man. Jam-packed day. I know you got to run. But thanks for dropping by, mate. Appreciate your time. Have an awesome day. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers, Liam.
Thank you so much, Chris.